Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. I'm going to go back to the hotline right now, and we're going to welcome in our next guest. Avon Police Patrolman David Lane is joining us right now on the Highline. Patrolman Lane, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I am good. How are you, sir?
I am doing very well so far, and I want to dive into something that you had spearheaded with the Avon Police Department and something that's really kind of picked up a lot of attention and for all the right reasons of late. You guys now have a bike patrol, and you're going to be patrolling neighborhoods and areas that are difficult to do by car. And when I read that, I was immediately curious as to what kinds of areas, specifically in Avon, that those include.
Well, we have a lot of trails that people really don't know about, but our teenage population seems to know about. They're through developments, like I said, they're throughout the city, off of, through some parks. Obviously, we can't get to those areas with cruisers, but we do know that we have a teenage population that likes to frequent those trails, and what better way to be able to access those trails than with a bicycle?
Sure. Seems like it's a much, much easier to trek through those trails with bikes than they are with cruisers, no doubt about that. And I know it's not necessarily just the areas and neighborhoods that you want to patrol via bike as opposed to going through there with cruisers. There are also certain activities where a bicycle presence might be deemed a little bit more effective. I know you guys have already adhered to some of those activities, but what are some of these activities and things that you guys will use a bike patrol and not necessarily use as much of a patrol presence?
Oh, with our bike patrol, we would utilize it. Basically, we utilize it over Memorial Day weekend for our parade. We also have what was called an Eagle Run, a little 5K, 5-mile run. We utilized bikes on that basically to ride the course to track any runners that might have fell or become injured or just became dehydrated or had a medical condition. We would be right there. Come June, we have the Duct Tape Festival that's going to be taking place with a large crowd. Obviously, officers can walk foot. We can't get cruisers to certain areas, but with the bicycles, we're taught to ride at slow speeds so we can easily navigate through large crowds, i.e. the Duct Tape Festival, and get to areas where we would be needed or just to patrol the grounds to make sure, you know, nothing is awry.
Well, that makes perfect sense, and I think that paints a pretty easy picture for all of us. I mean, you know, you can't exactly drive through a crowd with a cruiser. That would be strongly frowned upon, but, you know, you could certainly take a bike into some of these areas in order to make sure there isn't any riffraff going on, or if there is an issue, you guys could certainly get to these areas easier with a bike. That makes perfect sense. Now, there's another reason for the bikes that you guys have detailed, something that really stood out to me, given the divide in some communities between police and residents, and that was to really increase visibility in neighborhoods and break down some of these barriers that exist. I just wanted to give you a chance to explain that because I thought that was really fascinating.
Yeah, well, when we're wearing our police cars, we go through the developments quite often, obviously with issues that happen in developments during the daytime and nighttime hours. What we found is it's hard if we stop to talk to a resident. They always seem to make the comment that we don't mean to take up your time. We don't mean to inconvenience you. We feel with the bikes, now that we go into these developments, if we see residents, we'll be able to stop and talk to them, and that'll break down that wall. They won't see it as an inconvenience to stop and talk with us. We'll be on the bicycle. We can actually dismount. We can walk up to them, you know, and talk to them and let them know that, hey, we're here. Get some of their concerns, you know, let them know what's going on in the city. You know, again, take some of their concerns and bring them back here to our administration. Again, we want to break that wall down. We feel the bicycle is a great opportunity. We take that metal cage that we're in a cruiser, and now we put it out there on a bike. Like I said, easily on the bike, easily off the bike. And not only that, but we have a lot of children, a lot of youth in the city. A lot of them ride their bikes. We can get in the developments. We can make contact with them as well. Show them, you know, helmets are smart. We wear helmets. It's a safety issue. We can teach them the importance of you know, safe biking practices, how to properly wear helmets. And if they're not wearing helmets properly, we can take the time and make sure the helmet's fitted on them the correct way.
Avon Police Patrolman David Lane is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. And I want to take that just a little bit further. In the past, we've had Captain Fishbaum with us, and he's mentioned a few times that one of the reasons why you guys host the Coffee with Cops event a couple times a year is to kind of get out in front of the community. You want to hear some of the concerns, and you know, sometimes folks aren't as apt to call it the dispatcher and report a problem. Sometimes they feel more comfortable if they have a face-to-face interaction and more of an open forum. And I think this is in some ways along the same lines. You know, if folks see you coming down the street on a bike. Sometimes, as you mentioned, you know, you break down the barrier that you're kind of in the cruiser and you're kind of out there in the open. It makes you guys a lot more approachable. But I think you also hit on something with the kids as well. I mean, this is something I think you guys hope to do to establish a relationship with the younger kids in the area and hope that when they see you, it's not going to be one of those ideals where it's like, uh-oh, here come the cops again. But it's a face they know and a face they grew up with where they feel a little more comfortable with that face-to-face interaction. Is that accurate?
Oh, that is a good. That is perfectly accurate on that. That is a great way to describe it. Yes, and to build those bonds. If we can build bonds with the kids at a younger age and continue those bonds with them as they get older, we feel that'll help them as well as us in their development. They would know that, hey, law enforcement's not always bad. We might have to talk to them at times, but it's not in a negative. It's in a positive. It's okay to share things with us. We can be open with them. Share things with them. Like I said, get that two-way communication with the kids and maintain that all throughout their school year until they graduate high school, go on to the next chapter of their life. I mean, if we can make an influence on any of them, even just one of them, I think it's a win-win.
And where did this idea come from? Is this something that you saw in a different city, or is this something that you kind of just looked at and figured, hey, this is the kind of thing that might work here in Avon?
A little bit of both. I did see other cities use it, and I actually talked to other cities that had bike patrols. Touched on the pros and the cons of the bike patrols, and a lot of the pros kind of fit the city of Avon is about. And the biggest thing is, I was a school resource officer. I do Safety Town, and I've noticed that all the kids always want to. When we're out about, no matter where we're at, the kids always want to approach us. Even in our cruises, they want to approach us. But sometimes, officers can't get out of that cruiser. They might be going to a call or anything. Whereas a bike patrol, we won't be necessarily dedicated to a specific call. We can take that time to stop, talk with them. For some reason, they love us, giving them stickers. And just, they're amazed at the cars. And now that a couple of them have seen the bikes, I mean, it's a whole new spectrum for them. And they're totally amazed with a bicycle now. Who would think that something as simple as a bicycle, but they're totally impressed with the bikes.
Along those same lines, and I know these are similar questions, but I want to get your perspective on this because I know you were the one that spearheaded this idea to bring the idea to Avon. What was it about this idea that made you want to get behind this and really kind of push the envelope and spearhead this idea to make it to come to Avon?
I just thought I thought there was a need. I looked around and I said, this community, the bikes would be perfect. We always preach a physical fitness side, which is like a secondary benefit to have officers, on the bikes for a physical fitness standard. But I love biking outside of work, and I just thought everything that Avon has, the growing population, we're getting, they're putting in sidewalks now. We're still getting newer developments. The connectivity from one side of the city to the next is becoming easier and easier. And I'm like, this city it's an ideal city for a bike patrol. We have areas, we have shopping areas that we can frequent. We can get out on the bike, patrol those areas. We have a lot of hotels, like right over here on Detroit Road, we have Avon Commons. Then we have Mitchell's and Cambria Suites. We have that whole development right out in front of Avon Commons. Those are two areas we can park a cruiser and just ride our bikes through it, and we can monitor, we can monitor the pedestrian traffic to and from the businesses, as well as making contact with those people and letting them, sharing information with them, or maybe they're sharing something with us now that they would never share if we were in a cruiser.
Yes, and again, I think that goes right back to breaking down the barriers, no question about that. Again, Avon Police Patrolman David Lane, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. You had mentioned, or it was mentioned rather, in the Chronicle-Telegram a couple of weeks back, that this is something you guys kind of felt like the community would definitely embrace because of the age of the community. And I don't necessarily think that was directed just at the kids in the area, which we referenced before, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to really expand on that as well. Why is it that you feel like the community would embrace this because of the age of the community?
Well, we have a younger, not only do we have a high youth population, but the families that are moving into the community now, they are in their 30s. These people are, a lot of them, physical fitness has been paramount for their whole lives. A lot of them bicycle, and to be able to bring and incorporate a bike patrol into our department and bring it out into that community to let these people see that, I just think it's going to, these people are going to be so supportive because they're going to see And on a side note, they're not only going to see that, but they're going to see that Avon's taking resources and implementing, you know, other resources that other agencies can't to better the community as a whole.
And that leads me into my final question. You guys also have a community resource officer. You were talking about maybe some resources that others may not have. A community service officer, I think people hear that. They have an idea as to what that might be. For those that don't know what a community service officer is, what are some of the things that this community service officer is going to do?
Here in Avon, our community service officer is going to be officers would usually handle, we do things like lockouts, we do vacation watches. If a family goes away for an extended period of time, they can call us, put their house on a vacation watch. We would check that house on a daily basis to make sure there's no signs of a break-in or any other criminal activities. The community service officer is going to take that responsibility away from a patrol officer now, and they will be doing the house watches. We get a lot of lockouts in our city. They're going to handle the lockouts for us. That frees us up to do more patrolling, to take our resources and spread it more throughout the city to help, again, to help out the residents, to help the community become a better community.
Very good stuff. Well, Patrolman Lane, this is a lot of fun, very informative, a lot of good stuff discussed here over the last 10 minutes or so. We certainly appreciate the time very much, and we'll be on the lookout for the Bike Patrol in Avon for sure.
Absolutely. I hope to see you out there.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Avon Police Patrolman David Lang, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a break, but we'll come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL.